Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Bank Holiday Monday, gang. I'm John Jackson, and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. We begin with the Premier League action, where Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool put the touchline tiff behind them with a big win against Big Ange's Spurs at Anfield. Here's all the fallout on the TalkSport network.
And the final whistle goes to bring to an end a thoroughly entertaining game here at Anfield. A big win, though, for Liverpool, and 4-2 really doesn't tell the full story. They were dominant in the first half. Mo Salah put them in front, and Andy Robertson made it two on the stroke of half time. In the second half, Spurs for a while were truly shambolic. Gakpo with a great header made it three. The goal of the game was Harvey Elliott curling in from the edge of the D, finding the top corner in superb style. That was sensational. Then we saw the Tottenham belated fight back with Richarlison and Son getting goals back. But Mickey, it's Liverpool back on track here. They're probably going to finish third in the table, but as far as the Klopp farewell tour is concerned, that gets that back on track.
Entertainment value, 100% from both sides, but Liverpool were excellent, certainly on the counter-attack, scored some wonderful goals. Harvey Elliott, he's finished today, was absolutely outstanding in the second half. That pretty much sealed the deal, but they weren't finished there. They got a bit shaky, didn't he, in that second half, and Tottenham made those changes, and they made an impact, I've got to say. Richarlison getting that simple tap in, good work from Johnson down the right-hand side, but when they got the second goal from Son, just outside of the six-yard area, you're thinking, my goodness, it's game on again, but they can't start games, Tottenham, with 25 minutes to go. They've just got absolutely no chance.
Maybe we go back to the start of the game. Before the game, Aston Villa is lost. That means for Tottenham, they win and they put them under pressure. It means for us, safe third. So that's pretty much to like throwing the cotton balls into our corner and give them the boxing gloves. So that's how the game started. But then we spoke before that. We said we need to show them. What kind of reason do we need today to make the extra yard? And the boys, 3 points, that's it. Have a good afternoon for the people. Create an atmosphere. Enjoy the atmosphere. And you're following it up. And it's like, job done. And it isn't. Oh, that's a problem with Premier League. It's a problem with Tottenham. So, and then my changes on top of that. We thought that we can do that now. So, and that it's a super important experience for him, for example. Stefan Pastrana just, so he came on and he's a massive talent. Didn't play for 8 months, so we have a chance for one now, or for one, I don't know, bring him on. And he probably felt like sitting on a bicycle on the motorway, so it's like it's coming from everywhere, but important for the future. So come on, let them score twice, fine, get through this, and it's all good.
Look, it's obviously not a great outcome for us. It's not a great result, But compared to sort of the last two away games we've had at Newcastle and Chelsea, at least it was more like us today. Even when we were down, I still thought we were trying to play. We were trying to be aggressive with everything we did. I felt in the front third we probably, we lacked a little bit of conviction and to create something, and that allowed Liverpool to get comfortable. And the flip side of that is their front third were, obviously dangerous. So, And we did finish the game strong, which we tend to do when we play our way. And disappointing, obviously, but at least that gives me something to work with.
TalkSport Daily.
We've got to start with the Spurs fans, haven't we? Let's go to Richard. He's a Spurs fan. How are we, Richard?
How am I? I'm as happy as you can imagine. See our team week in, week out getting humiliated. And a couple of goals that are gifted when the teams are playing against suddenly drop off, and it's papering over some massive cracks. Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, as nice a guy as Ange is, as smart as he thinks he is,
he's
not the answer to us.
Oh, come on, mate. It's how I play, mate. Come on, you know.
I try a low block and we go over the top and that's about it.
That's not bad, actually. We're happy with that.
Thank you. You know, he doesn't look at the camera. He can't look me in the eye. I've been a Spurs fan and a suffering Spurs fan for 54 years and a season ticket holder. And it's just humiliating. Look, when you're playing in you're a manager of a Celtic, you're the best team in the league and you can set up one way because everybody's got to adapt to you. When you're playing in the Premier League and you've got Arteta, Klopp and Guardiola, the smartest people in football, they set up their teams to exploit the weaknesses of the teams they're playing against. We have one way of playing. We only play one way. Well, unfortunately, it might work in Japan. It's not working in the Premier League. And everybody does the same thing. They work out. Just defend deep, win the ball back, put a ball over the top. And we can't defend. We're set up to lose. It's not the players. They're set up
Richard,
to lose
Richard,
every
we say it's not the players. The only thing I would say is, I watched the rant from Conte the other day, actually. It was this time last season, that 3-3 draw against Southampton. We didn't even lose. We ended up drawing 3-3. We was 3-1 up, and Ward-Prowse gets that sort of penalty at the end, which was a bit dodgy. But Conte was talking about the players at Spurs and the mentality, and he goes, they do not want to play.
And he's right, and it's trust me, I've seen it year in, year out, this mentality, this sickness that it pervades our club. But the truth of the matter is, we've got a lot of new players on that pitch. You can't go in having conceded 13 shots, 8 on target at half-time, and then not make a change for 60 minutes. I'm sorry, no other real manager would do that.
Well,
the
do you know what?
Unfortunately, he's been found out, and he's a little bit out of his depth.
Richard, we've got a real manager in Alan Pardew here. Pards, what do you make of that? If you saw that at half-time, as Richard said, the stats were glaring to see there was a problem. Are you changing it to 45 or are you waiting to see?
Well, you know, let's rewind a little bit first. Firstly, let's go back to Conte and Spurs, right? That team, suddenly it looked weak. Certain individuals, not great.
No.
It looked poor. Ange come in, big uplift, high press, team going well, everybody going, oh, Ange. But players don't lose type very rarely. They can change for a little period and then they go back to type, right? It's natural. And I think that's happened a little bit at Spurs. The effect has worn off. Some of the tactics that he hasn't changed, he's stayed with it. And perhaps we know, when we spoke on this show before, that he needs to come up with, you know, a different game plan. I'm not going to say plan B because I don't think that's right. I don't think that's fair on him. But he does need to come up with a different plan of how he's going to go about the Premier League. But the set play call last week when he says he's not interested, I genuinely feel that he said that out of frustration after the game rather than meaning it. Of course, he cuts on around set plays. And all the media have picked up on that. And it's becoming a bit of an issue that he needs to readdress that.
What he's trying to say is there's so many other problems that set pieces
he's got.
But what's glaring you in the face is the amount of set pieces that we've given away. And I think we have the worst
record.
The goal
is vulnerable. He's vulnerable and everybody knows it. And you know, the situation is that even Martin Samuel in the Times today wrote a very good piece about it. You know, you cannot not change in this division. This is the world-class division in the world, so therefore as a manager you need to be at the top of your game. And the caller we just had on talked about, you know, Klopp, that every manager is looking for weaknesses in the team, you know, not just the top level. You know, they're all clever, they're all smart, and Ange is going to have to sit down. And I said it last week on the show, Ange's going to have to sit down in the summer and come up with a different plan. He is.
Well, we'll see if he does. Let's go over to James, who's a Spurs fan in New Jersey. How are we, James?
Hey, Majestic. Hey, Pudge. Thanks for having me on. You know, I just got done watching. And first off, let's get it right from the last call there. Spurs finished eighth last year. Right now, Spurs are fifth. So that's going to be an improvement if the table holds. So let's get that right.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, I watched the first half and said, you know, the team's not up for it. They don't want to play. They don't show up. And I actually did a cursory look. Spurs have scored in the calendar year 2024 5 first half goals in all of 2024. Your producers can check me on that. You can check me on that. In the last 4 games that Spurs have lost, they've actually conceded 7. I mean, that's just not good enough. You have to be up and ready to play. You didn't need to score in the first goal. The last away goal that they scored in the first half was against United back in January.
Wow.
I mean, and it's been nearly a month since they scored a first half goal, and that was an own goal, I believe, against Forest. Not good enough, Majestic.
No.
You know, and I don't even know why I'm a Spurs fan. You were born into this. I chose this one. You know, you can hear my accent. I'm actually
James, in New Jersey, you've got so many different sports to contend with as well. I mean, how have you come to Spurs? I mean, my goodness me, man.
TalkSport Daily.
And despite Aston Villa losing to De Zerbi's Brighton, Unai Emery's side are still hot favourites to make the top four.
Brighton 1, Aston Villa 0. They left it late, Brighton, but João Pedro's goal just minutes from time, giving them their first victory in six games. He headed in the rebound after Alston had saved his original penalty, which was awarded when Konsa brought down Adingra, who caused the Villa right-back problems all afternoon. Overall, a much-deserved victory for Brighton. Brighton 1, Aston Villa 0.
We lost a very good opportunity, but we didn't serve more. We compete, but was not enough. We will need recover again in energy. And of course, we have in our hands the possibility to get the objective. Today we are a little bit, not frustrated, a little bit frustrated, a little disappointed, but not completely, because we know our way.
On to the other Premier League clash now, and the writing appears to be on the wall for David Moyes after West Ham were once again battered by London rivals Chelsea.
Finished Chelsea 5, West Ham 0. Stamford Bridge is on its feet because Chelsea have blown away the Hammers to win their second London derby in a week. Palmer, Gallagher and Madueke put them 3-0 up by half-time, a first half which saw West Ham utterly collapse. And then in the second half, a goal just after the break from Nicholas Jackson gave Chelsea their fourth before he added his second and Chelsea's fifth with 9 minutes left in the game. It's a big win for Chelsea, which lifts them above Manchester United into seventh, and it brings a pleasurable week for Pochettino as his side push for some sort of European football next season. But as the days seem to tick down for David Moyes, this was utterly woeful.
Under pressure right now is David Moyes. 5-0.
And he's had enough of it to be out of park it, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know what his interview's like, but I'm guessing he's not very pleased tonight.
Well, we're going to find out, because now one of the early kickoffs, Chelsea crushed West Ham 5-0. And after the match, Hammer boss David Moyes was brutally honest to the difference in their form this season.
Declan Rice. You get the best midfield player in the country, protecting, making sure that the moments at times, probably limiting 50% of maybe the attacks in the moments. When you get that, then it makes you a much better defensive team.
I love that. The honesty there from the West Ham boss, David Moyes, just names him Declan Rice. That's the difference.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, when you start getting, they're all coming for you, you have to sort of go, well, hold on a minute. You do know, like, we lost him. And like Ange, to be fair to Ange, I've never really seen him come out and say, well, we got no Harry Kane.
No,
you know what I mean?
I think he mentioned it like once, but he done it in a really massive way. Like,
yeah.
You get told on the last day of like pre-season, yeah. Oh, by the way, he's going. Okay, cool. So you just got
to And it's a very, what Rice does is what he's proven at Arsenal. And you remember we had Arsenal fans come on and saying, oh, I'm not sure about him. I ain't seen any McCalls like that lately. He was brilliant again yesterday. This is a very sort of nuanced player. They're not easy to find. Someone who can use the ball, be comfortable with the ball and protect the back four. And I want to give you three results that West Ham have had this year, right? This calendar year, not this season, this calendar year, 2024. West Ham 0, Arsenal 6. Remember that one? Crystal Palace 5, West Ham 2. And I had a lot of people at that West Ham game. They were lucky to get 2 West Ham. Yeah. Could have been 6 there. And Chelsea 5 today, West Ham 0. So it does show that there's
all London derbies as well.
Something's not right there. And I spoke to Sam earlier, which I had to do a little piece on Sam's show that was on before this show. And I said that uncertainty that they've caused in the dressing room is undermining the manager.
Let's find out from a West Ham fan. Kevin's a West Ham fan. Kevin, what's gone wrong this season?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I just put it down to defence. Too many older players there now. I think you can put the blame totally on Moyes, but the fact that he's a defensive kind of manager and that, and obviously we play on the counter-attack, I think, like you said, over the last recent couple of months and that, the results have been shambolical. You know, I mean, you know, we've lost to obviously Fulham, what was it, 5-0. Yeah. We lost to Palace. Liverpool in the League Cup.
Yeah, in the Cup,
Arsenal,
yeah.
6-0.
You've had five plus goals against you. Five games this season, Kev. Kev, you mentioned about the older squad. As of March 2024, West Ham United have an average starting 11 age of 28 years and 209 days. Part is that a problem?
That is a problem. I mean,
I think Kurt Zouma looks like he's always injured. You know, he doesn't fulfil it for me. I mean, obviously, we've had a bit of injuries at the back. I mean, Ogbonna, you know, love the guy so much. Come on, you Irons. But he's past his day now. And if it's Souf, I don't see him as a right-back, same as Emerson. I see him as, like, left-wing-backs, right-wing-backs. And my point is, I think that West Ham are going to be going through a major rebuild, and is Moyes going to be that guy to take us through that process?
Yeah, well, my view of that is, I don't think he will be, because I think David, and if I was David, I would certainly consider, is it right for me to stay? So it's a two-way conversation there at the end of the season, with the owner going, I'm not sure, David, and David going, yeah, I'm not sure either, by the way, because, you know, you've undermined me, et cetera, et cetera. So there's two conversations that will be had at some point. But you're right, it's an ageing defence. It worries me when I watch West Ham.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, onto the fallout from the big game at Wembley yesterday, the National League final, where Bromley reached the promised land on penalties. And when I say the promised land, I mean the Football League, League Two. It's better than nothing.
Andy Woodman on the sideline in his baseball cap. He said he wears it for good luck. Webster steps up and Webster scores! And Webster stands there, arms outstretched. His teammates rush over to him, and Byron Webster has put Bromley into the Football League for the first time in their history. The man who's great friends with Alan Pardew and Gareth Southgate, for the first time, is an EFL manager, Andy Woodman, his most experienced player, his skipper. Byron Webster has written the biggest chapter in Bromley's history. They will play in the EFL. They've won the penalty shootout. Bromley are promoted at Wembley after a thrilling afternoon. Solihull Moors, for the second time in 3 years, are beaten finalists in the National League playoff final after Bromley won on penalties, Sam, to make sure that they will play in the Football League next season.
TalkSport Daily.
And here's the former Premier League striker, big Tony Cascarino, claiming he'd get rid of penalties altogether.
I'd get rid of penalties. Honestly, I think the game would be better off without penalties. I think if you thought that you could give a free kick in other areas and, you know, giving a shot from 12 yards, think how ridiculous that is in comparison to the challenge.
Yeah.
It's madness. I don't get it at all. I've always said we are, and I've said this for more than two decades, every decade, look at penalties and see what penalties were given 10 years ago and see what the penalty is today. Imagine in 2034, what a penalty, how soft it could be. If we continue down this road, this rabbit hole, where we're just going to give penalties for anything, you can make a case for nearly every challenge that's made.
Have you got any positives this Sunday morning on VAR, or have we got no hope?
No, well, I was a big advocate of VAR. I thought it'd be a good thing. I just didn't believe it would turn out the way it has. I'd never envisaged that incidents in games would be viewed in such a, well, they're scrutinising it such a level that it's affected the game. And it's made it harder. You know, watching goals and celebrations of them waiting and, you know, the crowd's reaction, anticipating whether this goal's going to be given or not given. You know, I just find it all, it takes out the drama of football for me. There is drama in that moment, but it's a weird one. It feels really fake the way we've gone about it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TalkSport Daily.
On to the Sunday edition now, and here's Henry Winter discussing the idea of Premier League games being played abroad.
There's going to be so much pressure. The more American owners you have in the Premier League, the more pressure there will be. But we saw with the fans over here how they protested against the Super League. The regulator obviously will be against it. Also, and climate change, player welfare, but also sporting integrity. If you take out, because they'll want, you know, big games. They'll want like a Liverpool home game sort of over in Boston or New York. What does that do to home advantage? You're effectively getting rid of home advantage. So it affects the sporting integrity of the league. I think the first scramble will be over the Community Shield, whether it goes to Saudi, Qatar, America. I have to say, I'm not so bothered about that. I agree with you. I'm less bothered about that. But they want competitive games. They want regular season games. They see the NFL coming to London.
And we finish with some clips of the week, which is available as a podcast in its own right. Have a guess what it's called. Yep, that's right. It's called The Clips of the Week. Imaginative.
Back to Alan Brazil, giving us the number to call.
I wonder what United fans think of that. Give us a call. 07313... What was it? 07313-22-3333.
Is that your number?
No.
Oh. You know, that's not right, that number, is it? 07313-22-3334. I tell you what, let's give it a call, shall we? Should we give it a try?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a go. Here we go.
Hello, Bog and Booze Ipswich.
Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? That does make sense. Bog and Booze Ipswich.
Of course it does.
And let's be honest, it's never far from his mind, is it?
The final whistle on Saturday's game day, phoning with a chunk and Gabby. Was that me or was Sam spending a bit of time with the moose? He was a bit...
Even the moose becomes vermouth. I do love a vermouth. At 6 o'clock in the morning. So, yes, what's next?
It's Gabby again, now on breakfast, slightly confusing us during this Tottenham chat.
He's brought excitement. If you could choose a team to go and watch, top three teams, Spurs will be in it. But when you're hearing some of his answers to questions, it doesn't sound Welsh, Aban, because
you wouldn't expect it to sound Welsh, would you? He's Australian.
Exactly.
I don't know, maybe he wants it to be a bit, rather than saying mate, he'll say, isn't it? Maybe that's what he's looking for, Gabby. And is it me next, or is it you?
It is, it's you.
Okay, this is Simon Jordan now.
Body telling you why they think your opinion is fundamentally wrong and what they think of you as a result of it afterwards, right? And that's fine. I don't really care. The noises that people have made about my opinions is fine. It's my opinion. I'm allowed to have it.
You're what, Simon? Yeah.
That people have made about my opinions is fine. It's my opinion. I'm allowed to have
it. Made about your opinion. Yeah, you just slow down a bit on that word, I think, really. Just confused us.
All right, then. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Andy Goldstein will be back when the next episode of this podcast, the TalkSport Daily, drops first thing tomorrow morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.